Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, anything that's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231. But if you don't make that call, then we have to bring up whatever we want to. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Torco is going to be joining us on the Saturday night show, so he's not going to be here tonight for those of you that have a Torco. Did you need the Torco? It's his birthday, so reluctantly I allowed him to switch nights.
You wouldn't let me. You would have never let me go on my birthday.
If you asked nicely, man. Which, all right, so we'll talk to you about anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 800 users, about 45,000 posts for you to surf around through. Plenty of stuff for you to check out. All of it is free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, Free State Project.
.org. Man, I tell you, man, which we got a bunch of good stuff tonight. I got a lot of good emails that I'd like to get to. And a very interesting court decision in regards to the ability or the so-called right of the people to petition their government.
That's the "we the people" thing you told me about earlier.
Right. This is just an amazing court decision.
It really is.
We're going to touch on it a little bit later on, but I think we should probably start with email. This one came in from Dean. We talked about littering last night, I believe, on the show. Talked about because one of our emailers emailed in and complained because he was working at a gas station and he was
Chad.
Yeah, Chad was frustrated by the amount of littering that people did at the gas station. Mm-hmm. Instead of walking 5 feet to the trash can, they'd just dump stuff out their door and be on their way.
Yeah.
And so kind of bugged him. And I kind of brushed it off. I sort of said, well, it's littering, but is it really that big of a problem? And secondly, my other point was, well, because there's littering, there's also an industry that has sprung up as a result of it to...
Call it cleaning.
Yeah, to take care of people's litter. So I think that while littering is certainly nasty and it's not something
habit.
That anybody wants to look at,
no,
certainly nobody wants to pick it up because it is something that keeps happening, something that I don't think that we'll ever be able to put a stop to.
I consider cigarette butts part of littering, too. I just want to make that
absolutely.
Clear.
If
you toss a cigarette butt out the window of your car, you're littering.
If it is not your property, then it's absolutely littering. If you're dumping something that's
I think
that
you
is
still
yours,
litter on your own property, it's just that you're allowed to.
Okay, maybe so. Well, anyway, here's what Dean has to say about it. He says, Ian, I heard the last podcast about littering and wanted to add some things to think about. I, too, have worked at a gas station, and everyone on their shift had to clean the lots. I remember one night watching a lady sitting in her car next to a pump and no more than a few feet from a trash can. She just picked the tomato and onions from her fast food burger and tossed them right on the ground. She even looked straight at me through the window.
Now, this wouldn't qualify as littering in Manwich's world, you know.
Because it's tomato and onions?
Because it's, biodegradable stuff.
I could understand if you were in a field and you tossed the tomato and onions.
Yeah,
but
if you throw it on the ground rather than the cement, it's littering if it's on cement, but it's not if it's on the ground.
Yeah, and it's especially littering if somebody has to go and clean it up.
Yeah.
And in this case, he did. So she looked straight at him through the window and made eye contact with him even before she did it. And that's a ballsy woman
there. Yeah, she's pretty tough.
She even looked, she says, I was just as frustrated as the other guy who wrote into you. When she finally came in, counting a handful of pennies to pay for her gas, which she had not pumped yet, I politely told her, ma'am, we have a trash can, we have trash cans on our lots for a reason, and we'd really appreciate it if you would just use those to throw your trash away rather than dumping it on our lot. She just looked at me with amazement that I would even suggest such a thing to her. And without saying a word, she turned around and walked out to her car and left.
Interesting.
Didn't bother me one bit, as I didn't want to have to count all of her change anyhow, and that was all. And was already upset with her. This is my example of lazy people. But you claim this is not a big issue. I can't recall how many gas stations, fast food spots, or department stores I have attended where the lot was filled with all kinds of fast food wrappers, cans, and other trash, as well as scattered around the grass surrounding the lot because maybe the workers felt this wasn't part of the property and therefore not their responsibility to clean it.
Certainly no one likes to clean up litter. People assigned to doing it probably don't necessarily do a very good job.
I have visited park areas and seen beer cans, cardboard boxes, cigarette butts, condoms, dead fish, rotting from decomposition, and other miscellaneous trash scattered about from careless people who were partying and felt that their trash would just blow away with the wind. And the worst of the littering is the cigarette smokers that feel that the earth is their ashtray. I think you get along with this guy pretty well.
Yeah.
And drop their butts wherever they feel like it. This is the worst case of littering of them all because of the amount of smokers. Majority of smokers are careless and drop ash and butt on the roads from their windows, on the entranceway into any business, and maybe on the porch of their friends and family's home. I've had friends that are smokers that ask that they can smoke outside of my home because I don't smoke and can't stand to inhale secondhand smoke, nor do I fancy my drapes and carpet smelling like smokers. Now, I gotta say that I have no objection to people smoking cigarettes in their own home. I don't allow it in my house either.
Right.
I'm not one of these people that toss and gags at cigarette smoke.
I smoke cigars. My wife doesn't smoke at all. And I smoke at least one cigar a day, maybe sometimes two. And I don't smoke in my home either.
Do you think that if you did smoke in your home, if you smoked one cigar a day or two a day in your home, do you think that after a certain number of years it would have that cigarette nicotine scent to it?
I don't see how you can avoid it. If you're smoking in there,
right,
you're burning plant matter.
Yeah.
And it's going to smell.
Coagulate over
there's
time.
There's going to be tar on the walls and stuff like that. I mean, if you smoke less, there'll be less tar on the walls, but it'll still be there.
He says, so they smoke.
Also, I don't let it happen in my rental either.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Not allowed.
They smoke outside, and so my friends go outside, and then they drop their butts in my yard or on my porch or sidewalks and think nothing of it. It's ugly, tasteless, careless, and just plain rude.
Well, if he's going to have friends over that smoke and then allow them to smoke outside, then he needs to let them know either A, field strip your butts and put them in the garbage, or B, he needs to have some kind of ashtray out there for them.
Or else you can't come over.
Caring for your guests.
Yeah.
And,
that's a good point.
You know, it's just...
He says, I also ride motorcycles, and I can't tell you how many times I've been behind a driver that just tossed their still-burning cigarette into the air, and to have it either hit me or the bike or nearly hit his... Or nearly hit as I watch it bounce on the ground. And lastly, let's not forget the ones that dump their ashtrays in parking lots or even drive-thrus because they just can't seem to wait until a trash can is available.
Yeah. Especially a drive-thru. Most drive-thrus have trash cans right there in the drive-thru so that don't throw crap, you know, out in the middle of it.
All one has to do to see how bad litter is getting is to take a ride around your area and even the country roads to see how much trash people toss out carelessly. I guess maybe I don't notice it that much. I don't really feel like it's as big of a problem as he is suggesting that it might be.
I think litter is probably about as prevalent as it was. There's more people, certainly.
Says bottom line is, if it's not their home, car, or area of being, most people are lazy and toss trash where it's more convenient for them. Longtime podcast listener, Dean. Thanks, Dean, for the email. And again, in regards to solving this problem, I just have to, you know, like you said, Manwich, if you want to solve it on your own property, the best way to do it is to most certainly provide an area for your cigarette-smoking friends to stub their butts, or just simply tell them, look, either deal with it or you can't come over here anymore. Either not throw your butts on my property and hold them and throw them away inside, or you're not coming back here.
Yeah.
Now, it's more difficult to make that statement when you own a business and you're tired of people throwing trash away in your parking lot. Again, it just seems to be more economically sound to
the
woman that threw her lettuce and onions and stuff
right,
on the
she's probably not going to come back to that gas station.
Probably not.
You know?
And that's not good. Now, I think it's more economically feasible to hire a cleanup crew if you've got enough business, that is, than it is to turn away clients that would litter in your parking lot. I just think that's probably the best way for the market to handle it. Otherwise, wouldn't you think they'd come up with a better way? I mean, I'm sure there's probably going to be things developed in the future that would, you know, a little litter robot that zips around the parking lot at all times and picks up people's
litter. I don't think it'll take too long because they've already got lawn mowing robots and vacuuming robots and all kinds of robots.
Well, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. So if litter becomes more of a problem, the marketplace will come up with better solutions for it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control. On the way, a stunning decision by a circuit court. Basically, just reaffirming the fact that they hate you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show if you want to. Otherwise, we talk about what we want to talk about. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online.
Yeah, visit freetalklive.com and check out the archives. We've got the last 6 days of shows available right there in little downloadable one-hour formats. They're MP3, and you can play them in your iPod. You can play them on your computer. You can even burn them to a CD, and if your car plays MP3s, you can play them there. So you can get Free Talk Live anytime you want.
Give them to your friends, too, if you want. We don't care. By all means.
And if the last 6 days isn't enough for you, you can go to downloadradio.org, and we've got months' worth of our archives there.
And you'll find a link to them right below our archive section at freetalklive.com. It is all on the house. So we got a bunch of emails still, I think, to catch up on. There's a really just a variety of topics in the email box tonight. And I think we should probably get to this court case, just in case we get distracted and go elsewhere. I think this is really important.
Okay.
You know, it's just more proof. This case that we're going to tell you about here is just more proof that, in my opinion, the government just hates you. They hate people that want to be free. They hate people that are searching for their liberty again, that have decided that they've had enough of this crazy, big, expansive, costly government that we have today. And what we're talking about here is a group called We the People. They are a group that, for the past couple of years, has maybe the past several years, have been doing things in the public eye to bring attention to some of the deficits, if you will, of our government, some of the faults of this big, ginormous government that we have here. And they have brought petitions petitions for the redress of grievances.
Yeah.
Now, this is part of the First Amendment that a lot of people maybe aren't so familiar with. I mean, everybody knows that the First Amendment enshrines the right to free speech. But the other part of the First Amendment,
freedom of the press,
right? The other part of the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging the right of the people to peaceably assemble. So I think some people know about that one,
right?
And then here's kind of the really just obscure one that nobody really knows about, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So that's in the First Amendment of the Constitution. Now, if you go and man, I got an assignment for you. Go and look up the word redress at dictionary.com.
Okay.
But you can, according to the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, you can petition the government for a redress of grievances. So this group called We the People put together a petition. And in this petition, they had several grievances that they wanted to be redressed. And of those grievances were issues about the income tax, issues about the unconstitutionality of the war in Iraq, a variety of topics. It wasn't just one issue. It was a number of different things that We the People considers to be very unconstitutional behavior. And they just simply wanted someone to comment on it. They submitted this petition to every single one of the 535 drunken sailors up there in Washington, D.C. They submitted it to the president, the White House. They submitted it to the IRS. They submitted it to various different agencies, various different heads of agencies. And what they did was they set a date. They said, we're going to have our people gathering, I think it was the National Mall where they did it in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. They set a date. They said, okay, here's where you can come to redress our grievances, which what's the definition of?
It's to set right, to remedy, to rectify, to make amends to, satisfaction for wrong or injury, reparation.
I think that what they're looking for, and they're not looking for money. They're not looking for that kind of amends. They're looking for answers. That's mm-hmm. all. They just want some very simple questions about, again, the income tax and about the war in Iraq. They just want them answered. So they set up a date. They set up a time. They said, okay, we're going to be here at the National Mall. It's in Washington, D.C. It's not really out of the way for these guys. We're going to be here at the National Mall on such and such a date, such and such a time. So if you want to give us some answers to these questions, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. We're going to have a podium set up with a microphone, and you can address
And politicians
everybody.
Love those.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like a golden opportunity for a politician to, you know, get some face time, to get some mic time, get some attention in the press, and answer these good people's questions. These are not a band, the We the People organization, not a band of violent criminals. Okay, they're just a band of concerned, tax-paying citizens that just simply wanted some answers. Of course, what happened?
It does sound a little bit like you're walking into a hornet's nest here as a politician.
They had the questions weeks in advance.
Oh, really?
Okay, they were given these petitions weeks in advance and told, okay, here's where you can come to answer these questions. How many people showed up to answer the questions?
Zero.
Exactly.
None.
So because nobody showed up to answer just a series of simple questions, that they decided, the We the People organization decided to go ahead and file a lawsuit about this. They were shocked that, you know, according to how they understood the First Amendment, that they were entitled to have somebody at least come answer their questions. Is that too unreasonable? I mean, is it unreasonable to ask that your government come and just simply answer taxpayers' questions?
Not when it's part of the First Amendment. I mean, we're still using this Constitution.
Even if it wasn't in the First Amendment.
I realize it's been trampled upon.
Yeah.
But, in fact, it's still the Constitution that we're using.
I mean even if it wasn't, though. Even if this petitioning for redress of grievances line wasn't in the First Amendment, would it be unreasonable for them to ask for some answers?
It does seem reasonable.
Yeah, it really does. And so, of course, they didn't answer. They filed this lawsuit, and today, or I think a few days ago, a judge, circuit court judge, dismissed their lawsuit because of failure to state a claim.
Failure to state a claim, yeah.
And I actually have the text of the dismissal from this judge, and I've edited it down so it is understandable. There was a lot of citations. Whenever a judge releases something, he frequently cites court cases, so I've stripped out all of the citations and all that. We'll post the actual PDF file on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com a little bit later tonight for you to take a look at all the details if you'd like to. But just to get a general idea for what the way these people think, then when I say these people, I mean these judges and these bureaucrats and these elected officials, the way they feel about you. I mean you if you care about freedom and liberty. You if you care about getting your questions answered. Here's how they feel. The plaintiffs contend that they therefore have a constitutional right to a response to the petitions that they have filed with the various defendants. The Supreme Court, however, has held that, quote, the First Amendment does not impose any affirmative obligation on the government to listen, to respond, or, in this context, to recognize the association and bargain with it. He basically just said that according to some Supreme Court case, these judges, these men and women sitting as the Supreme Court, handed down a decision that said, government doesn't even really have to listen to you. Government doesn't have to listen or respond or even recognize your little association. So there. So there's smackdown number one. Mm. But there's more. Plaintiffs' claims that the defendants are obligated to properly respond to plaintiffs' petitions shall thus be dismissed for failure to state a claim upon which relief may be granted. It appears that because the plaintiffs have not received responses to their petitions, that they have, quote, decided to give further expression to their rights by not withholding and turning over to government direct unapportioned taxes on plaintiffs' labor. Translation, that means the We the People group has said, well, since you're not going to answer our questions, we're not going to pay you.
Yep.
We're not giving you any more tax dollars. So there. Which makes sense to me.
It does make sense.
Seems reasonable.
I mean, if your employees aren't working for you, you don't pay them.
Exactly. So the judge goes on. Except this judge does not consider himself an employee.
No,
and most
I'm sure
of these bureaucrats do not. They consider themselves superior.
Yes.
Congress, according to the judge, has provided methods for challenging the legality of such enforcement actions and to prevent governmental abuse. For example, you taxpayers have the right to notice and a hearing before the federal government can even file a notice of tax lien on a levy. Levy, excuse me. Levy. We've been corrected by email, by the way. It's levy. Not Levy, I guess. Anyway, more coming up. We'll explain the rest of this. This is your show, 800-259-9231. If you want to take control, do that. Otherwise, the rest of this crazy court decision coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lankos with another Car Clinic Minute. Hear ye, gas prices continue to soar. Well, perk up your ears, because when I come back, I'll tell you about a fuel that can be found in a field of dreams. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Lykus. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scott Shop towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scott Shop towels fill the bill. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. Friends, farmers, countrymen, lend me your ears. Ears of corn, that is. E85 is a 105-octane blend of 15% petroleum and 85% ethanol derived from corn and can be used in late-model cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans designed as flexible fuel vehicles, or FFVs. Praised for burning this greener, renewable fuel, more than 4 million FFVs fuel up with E85 today. Though they are dead ringers in looks and cost for gasoline-only vehicles, they earn the name flexible because they can use any combination of gasoline and or E85. There's nothing corny about this alternative power source, so look for a decal under the fuel door to see if your vehicle can use it. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the number. The Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal. If you want to take control of the show, do it. 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And as a result, not only is it just any old photograph, it is specifically a photo that shows them referencing the show in some way. Usually it's a sign that says Free Talk Live or FTL or I Love Manwich or something like that.
Something like that.
And because they've put so much effort into that, we decided to feature them on our website at freetalklive.com. So go and check it out. And don't forget to also check out 1-800-Flowers.com.
Yeah. Today, 750,000 people are going to celebrate their birthdays. Tomorrow, another 750,000 are going to. And one way to help them celebrate their birthday is to send them flowers or gifts from 1-800-Flowers.com. You can call them at 1-800-Flowers. You can visit them online at 1-800-Flowers.com. And Free Talk Live can save you money. Is all you have to do is use the code FTL on checkout and you save 10%.
Sweet.
Yep.
At 1-800-Flowers.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're talking about a circuit court decision that was handed down in the past few days to the to an organization called We the People. Their court case was dismissed. Allegedly, the reason for the dismissal was that they did not have, they failed to state a claim in their case. Now, the reason we're talking about this is the We the People group has attempted to petition the government for a redress of grievances. They sent a petition to all of the members of Congress, all of the executive branch people, several other organizations in Washington, D.C., the Internal Revenue Service included. They sent this petition with several questions, legitimate, fair questions.
You know what the questions were?
Yeah, I could pull them up for you. I don't have them in front of me, but
WeThePeople.org?
Yeah, you can go there. Anyway, they sent these questions to these people because, well, they think that they deserve to have answers. I mean, gosh, they're tax-paying citizens, law-abiding tax-paying citizens. It seems that if you ask the government a question, that they should answer it for you. God, it just seems totally reasonable to suggest that. So that's what they did. And they said, okay, you can come give us the answers. Here's the day, here's the time. Nobody showed up. So they decided to file this lawsuit and try to force some answers out of the government. Well, this judge at the circuit court level basically came down with a decision saying, you don't have, you're not stating a claim here. In fact, according to the judge, the First Amendment does not impose any affirmative obligation on the government to even listen, let alone respond to, or even recognize the association that it's dealing with. So if you've got something you want to say to the government, they don't even have to listen to you, according to this judge. Going on with the judge's decision, just to give you an idea of how out of control this country has gotten, how totally lost we are, and how power-hungry these judges are, these judges and the rest of the bureaucrats. Here's what else he had to say, and again, I've cut this way, way down. If you want all the detail, you can go to the bulletin board system. I just posted the link at in the issues forum. He says, Congress has provided methods for challenging the legality of enforcement actions, because one of the complaints that they made, the We the People organization, was that, well, because we brought this lawsuit, now we're getting retaliation. They're claiming that the IRS is auditing them, that there's liens being placed against their houses and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the judge, trying to allay their fears, he's saying, it's okay. Congress has provided methods for challenging the legality of these enforcement actions and to prevent governmental abuse. For example, taxpayers have the right to notice and a hearing before the federal government can file notice of a tax lien or a levy. So great, you get the right to a notice and a hearing. So if they're going to tax you some more or put a lien on your house, they'll give you notice and you can come in for a hearing about it.
Swell.
Boy, that's really going to help you out, right? That's really going to help you preserve your liberty and preserve all your private property. Plaintiffs do not, however, he says, have a First Amendment right to withhold money owed to the government. Owed to the government. You owe money to the government. The government deserves your money, in this judge's opinion.
Well, to me, tax money is armed robbery. It's theft.
Yeah.
Now, I'm willing to say that if the government, you know, has a need that's just significantly higher than my own to use the money, I can kind of see that. I can see taxes being used for certain things. But I like fee-based stuff better, and I think that government can be pared down a lot.
Well, this judge would not agree with you. He says that you can't withhold money owed to the government to avoid governmental enforcement actions because they object to government policy. Plaintiffs engaging in civil disobedience through tax protests must pay the penalties incurred as a result of engaging in such disobedience. To urge that violating a federal law which has a direct or indirect bearing on the object of protest, this is kind of convoluted here, on the object of protest is conduct protected by the First Amendment, is to endorse a concept having no precedent in any form of organized society where standards of societal conduct are promulgated by some authority. He basically said there that to urge the violation of a federal law just doesn't make sense when it comes to societal conduct that is promulgated by some authority. He believes that society's conduct must be dictated by authority. He believes that society, without government to tell everybody how to live their lives and how to exactly do, to go about their daily behavior and how much to pay in taxes and just to give them instructions on how to be people, without this wonderful government out there, that society would just crumble apart. He can't envision this world without this. And I say, I would prefer to have a world without you, Judge. Why don't you just get out of my world? Because I don't want your citizenship. And I don't want to be considered a taxpayer. It's interesting, again, if you read the full text, he uses the term citizen and taxpayer over and over again. Well, what if I don't want to be a citizen or a taxpayer? Because we've talked about what a citizen is here on this show before, and according to the government, a citizen is somebody who is giving up their allegiance. They're giving you their allegiance in return for some sort of protection. That's what citizenship is. You're a citizen because you want to be protected by this government. But then, if you go and look at some other Supreme Court cases, it shows that the government actually doesn't have any obligation to protect you. So if the government doesn't have obligation to protect you, where is the citizenship? Is there even such a thing? Have we all been led to believe that there is such a thing when, in fact, it's just an illusion? I think it's interesting.
Well, clearly citizenship is an illusion. I mean, it's not something real, but we're all citizens of America.
No, I don't want to be a citizen, because to be a citizen means I have to be subject to this guy's will, and I refuse. Because remember, man,
government has grown well beyond its constitutional bounds.
Yeah, it has.
I think that's very clear.
And it's clear also that you're not going to be able to get it back into its constitutional bounds through the court system. Would you agree with that?
I can't see how that would work.
I think the only chance we have to do this without violence is through the ballot box. And again, there's plenty of people out there that will tell you that the voting system is rigged. Now, whether or not that's true, I'm not sure. But I think that the only way to change anything at this point is going to be through your elected representatives, if that's even possible. And even that I question. But it's clear with court decisions like this, no judge is going to let any sort of sensible argument through. Because these guys are the epitome of sensible. They asked sensible, reasonable questions, and the judge just said, we don't have to listen to you, peons. Who do you think you are, anyway, asking us questions? What, you want answers? You want answers from your elected officials? How dare you? How dare you ask us for that? What hubris!
So, did he didn't address the whole First Amendment issue at all?
What do you mean he didn't address? He said according to... He cited a Supreme Court case. See, this is what's great about the law. They can just pull up any old cases they want to and cite it as precedent, and there's plenty of precedent in the past, so it just depends on the judge. But the judge essentially said, well, according to an old Supreme Court case, the First Amendment has no bearing on this. You can talk to us, but we don't have to listen to you. What are we supposed to do, Manwich? More coming up. Your answers, too. What are we supposed to do about this? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the update section there, so whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll get it in your email box if you're on the updates list. And you can join the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. This is your show. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Great, sir.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, I've been looking this stuff up all day, and I can't find it anywhere. Is New Orleans under martial law?
According to what I heard over the past week, it is. I can't really necessarily
point it. What do they call martial law?
What do they call it?
I mean, how do they, like, yeah, what is martial law, and how did they, if they say they're under martial law, I mean, how did they say it? I mean, how do they do it?
I believe the governor made the announcement that the city was under martial law, and it's just some sort of proclamation that the government makes, and then at that point, the police are, I guess, the highest law of the land. I think that's how it works.
Well, I think that the fact that they're willing to shoot people that are out of doors after dark certainly qualifies as martial law, even if they haven't directly declared martial law. Then, I mean, in the same way that we haven't declared the war in Iraq or the war in Iraq before that or the Vietnam War or the Korean War.
Or Korea or...
Right.
All right, now, I read martial law. It says that it suspends all existing civil laws. Is the Constitution a civil law?
I suspect it is.
That's an excellent question.
So if the Constitution is a civil law, it's completely just suspended. That means we have no rights to our guns, and that so sent the New Orleans police and the state troopers, whoever are down there going house to house taking honest citizens' guns right now, is all constitutional or...
No, see, to me, Eddie, the Constitution, even if the Constitution said in there somewhere, and I'm not a constitutional scholar, but even if the Constitution said, if you want to declare martial law, then the Constitution will be put on hold. You know, even if there was a provision
in
the Constitution,
nothing like that.
I'm pretty sure there's not. Even if there was, it would not make any difference to me in how I felt. I mean, I don't live my life by the Constitution. I live my life by what's right, and freedom and liberty are what's right. And in this case, the government's going to argue that the Constitution's been suspended. And, of course, we just read a court case that's going to say if you ask them too many questions or if you ask them questions they don't want to hear, they can just not listen to you. So it's clear that the government's not listening to you, Eddie. They don't really care about what Eddie thinks about whether or not they're going to, whether or not they're collecting guns from people forcibly is constitutional. Of course it's not constitutional, but the problem is we've all been mind warped and brainwashed into just shrugging our shoulders and
allowing them to do this.
Yeah, just allowing them to get away with it. And you know, the question that I asked earlier today actually on the nhfree.com forums was we were talking about this and I asked the question, well, would this happen in New Hampshire? You know, would this happen in a state of people that actually have some awareness about what their freedoms are and what their liberties are?
Well, the way things are going, I think they're going to try it eventually.
Especially if they have an excuse. I mean, in this case, the excuse was the disaster area, and that's what allowed them to just come in there and take control. Of course, the other thing that allowed them to take control was the fact that, again, people tend to be good. I think most people in general are good by nature, and most people in general have this respect. I don't personally think they should, but it's just bred into them. They have this respect for the law, and they'll do whatever the government tells them to. And so the government said, okay, everybody out. Mandatory evacuation. And, you know, 99% of the law-abiding citizens left the city.
There's still a few holdouts, though.
The holdouts are the ones that are remaining, and the ones that are remaining, those are the ones they're confiscating the guns from.
What doesn't make any sense to me is they're taking the guns from the honest citizens, but you know these thugs that were running around, they're not handing their guns in.
Of course
not. And these
not.
Honest citizens that are being told to hand in their guns right now, hey, look, this is the guns that protected me from these thugs. Are you going to be able to protect me from the thugs when I don't have a gun?
Right. Yeah, because the government's made it clear that it's not their obligation to protect you.
That's why we have to have our Second Amendment right without any infringement whatsoever.
Exactly.
If I have any martial law, that's an infringement on my Second Amendment right.
I agree with that, but if only people like you and I were living in New Orleans and able to stand up and say things like that, it's kind of like, it reminded me of the old Pastor Martin Niemöller poem, First They Came for the Jews, Then They Came for the Communists, and, you know, I didn't stand up because I wasn't a Jew and I wasn't a communist, and then they came for me. Well, now they're coming for our guns, or in this case, they're coming for the people of New Orleans' guns. And
yeah,
will any of them stand up and say no?
What's kind of scary is the guys that just got back from Iraq are going down there, and in the last 2 years since they've been there, that was one of their big things, was go house to house and take the people's guns. Now they're here
in
America
Iraq.
Doing it by using New Orleans as a reason, and they're taking the innocent citizens' guns away. But I have just heard and just read that the Mexican army is coming there to help, and they are armed.
I don't imagine
guns.
That. So.
Not all of them, but some of them. So we have a foreign military in here with guns, and we have citizens who have been disarmed.
I'd like to see the link and a little bit more evidence beyond just a claim on the Mexican army claim. It's interesting.
Well, some people called in Alex Jones show and said, yes, there is.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, just because somebody calls a radio
show.
Just because somebody calls a radio show doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Well,
so I want to see an article.
But if somebody usually calls in and says, look, I saw the Mexican army, they have guns on their side, I'm telling you right now. I mean, and that's usually how the word gets out. It's okay. Well, let's take a picture.
I've been hearing this claim about foreign powers for quite some time. I mean, I remember in 1994, friend of mine who sort of got me, introduced me to the Liberty Movement, and, you know, he was a little on the fringe side. He claimed that the Chinese army had taken over a town in Ohio.
You start to figure out who the wackos are after a while. But I know one thing is that the Chinese military has just gone into Argentina. Why are they in Argentina, which is kind of...
I don't know. That's their business. I'm not down there. So you bring up some excellent points, Eddie.
All right, man.
You know, my question is, thanks for the call. My question is anybody in that's left in Nolens going to refuse to give up their guns? And at what cost? What happens if you say no?
I don't know. Right now, if people are refusing to leave, nothing's happening.
We're coming back with more. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Friday night edition of the show. Now, we just had Conrad call in and... he made the claim about the Mexican military coming in here to the U.S. to allegedly help out. Excuse me, it was Eddie. Eddie who made the claim that the Mexican military was here in Nolens, and we kind of brushed it aside.
Yeah, we poo-pooed him.
We've heard these kind of crackpot claims before that the Chinese military is invading on the southern border, and of course there's no evidence to substantiate that. However, as immediately after we finished that phone call, about three people hit me with instant messages and emails saying, here's the link, and I have sent it to you, Manwich. According to CNN, do you have that story?
Yeah, I've got it right here. I'm stupefied. I can't believe what I'm reading. So much for sovereignty. Okay, a Mexican army convoy.
Sovereignty, by the way. We've been corrected on that one as well, our pronunciation. Sovereignty.
Sovereignty? Sovereignty?
Yeah.
Hmm. Mexican army convoy began crossing into the United States. That's the problem when you learn things by reading them rather than by you know, necessarily hearing them pronounced. A Mexican army convoy began crossing into the United States on Thursday to bring aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina. Sounds very pleasant and good. Carrying water treatment plants and mobile kitchens that can feed 7,000 people daily, the convoy bound for San Antonio is the first Mexican military unit to operate on U.S. soil since 1846.
What does that say about the state of the military in the U.S.? Are we just, I mean, it's just, we're just not here. I mean, the military is just not here, right?
I guess.
Gosh, if all these paranoid, I mean, okay, a lot of these people who are claiming that the Chinese military are invading, total paranoiacs, no doubt about that. This one, legitimate. But the point here is, well, gosh, if we need the Mexican military to come in here and bring in water treatment plants and, you know, bring kitchens, what would happen if somebody attacked the United States? It took them a week to respond to the flooding situation, the military. What would happen if some foreign troops came over here and started attacking?
Blitzkrieg this.
Yeah. We don't have any military here.
I can't imagine where they would come from.
Me neither, but the question still remains. I mean, the fact is still there that our military spread out across the globe. We're in over 135 countries worldwide. Mm-hmm. We have over 700 military bases and, of course, hundreds of thousands of troops in Iraq. But nobody's here, apparently, because we had to ask the Mexicans in.
It's nuts. I'm slack-jawed at this.
And the article even pointing out here that it hasn't happened in over 150 years.
Jeez.
The last time it happened, apparently, it kicked off a war. And now they're coming in here and everybody's just saying, oh, look, hey, the Mexicans are here. I don't have anything against Mexicans. In fact, we've talked about immigration on this show before. I think we should just open the border and, you know, let anybody come in and let anybody leave as they please. It should be a free country. We should also abolish welfare.
Except for members of other countries' military.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I draw the line there.
The military does not need to be coming in here because free countries are not occupied territories. You're not occupied. I'm sorry, Iraq is not free right now. It's not. They're an occupied territory, just like we've now become occupied by the Mexican military. Fascinating.
It's fascinating.
Are there any more details here, man?
It's a long article, and I haven't had time to go through it and glean out the most salient points. But it's a 45 vehicle convoy.
Whoa!
That's a lot of stuff.
That is a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's not very far inside San Antonio, not being very far. But
these are like 18 wheelers. They got 18 wheelers coming in here.
Military engineers, doctors, nurses.
Now, it doesn't mention anything about them being armed. But at what point have you ever seen the military doing things and? They haven't been armed.
Yeah. They're really not the military unless they're armed.
Yeah, this is not good at all, especially with the weapon confiscation going on. Much, much more on the way. Hour number two coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.